This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. In a new musical theatre production called Lost Found, four young people are each lost and struggling in some way. The show is on from the 13th to the 22nd of December at the Loteng Arts Space. And joining me today to tell us more about the show are director Christopher Ling and Nick Chu, who is both the composer and the book writer. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
So it's not all completely new stories that we're seeing in Lost Found, right?
No.
Do you want to walk us through what exactly the show is?
Okay, well, the show consists of four short musicals that I wrote between 2010 and 2017. The first three in Lost Found were performed in KL as part of the Short and Sweet Musical Festival from 2010 to 2014. And those three have been performed at various venues and various events around the Klang Valley and also overseas. But the fourth piece, Commencement, was written for a similar version of an earlier version of this concept that was performed in Perth in 2017. So I debuted Commencement in that event, and this is the first time that Commencement will be performed in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
So essentially they are four standalone mini musicals.
Yes.
Right. And they're thematically linked with this idea of being lost and found.
That's right.
And what are the individual stories that we'll be seeing in each of those musicals?
Okay, well, the first one is called Little Girl Lost, and it's basically about a young parent who has lost his even younger child in a crowded place, and so you can imagine the panic that goes through his mind. So that's basically the first one. The second one is called Dreaming Outside the Box, which is probably my most well-received piece. And it's basically, I don't want to give too much away, but it's basically about two toys that have been abandoned in this day and age of, you know, digital devices and
phones. Sounds a bit like
things.
Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a little bit, and we even make a little wink-wink to that in the show. But yeah, it's about that. The third one is Cartography of a Relationship, which is about a young couple's journey, you know, as a couple, but told from a very unusual perspective, and I don't want to spoil that too much. And of course, the fourth one is Commencement, where we have four people who are awaiting their graduation ceremony of sorts.
So, Chris, were you already involved as a director from back in 2010 when all of this started? Or at what point did you come on board in this journey?
Okay. the first three pieces I'm very, very familiar with. And I've been desperate all this time since 2010 to want to direct my own version of the pieces. But just due to timing and opportunities, that never happened. So, when Nick told me about the earlier version of this piece that he was staging in Perth, I said, wow, wouldn't it be great to do it in KL? And the thing I love about Nick is not precious about his work. He is one that really goes, okay, you want to deconstruct? Okay.
Destroy.
But really, yes, take my babies, take them now. But really, that's the thing I really appreciate about Nick. Nick really gave us as Theatre 360 carte blanche to repackage the three musicals plus the new one. Suffice to say, I've really, really enjoyed the process of putting these together. So yes, in a way, it's a 9 year old dream come true to be able to direct that very first one written in 2010, Little Girl Lost, all the way. And I've actually tracked all the musicals. The first three have actually been staged so many, many times, numerously in the Klang Valley. And I've been to quite many of those sittings, yeah. And always dreamt of, you know, will Nick allow me to rip this piece apart? And, you know, thank God, yes lah.
So have they been significantly changed from their earlier versions?
Okay, with regard to song, content, lyrics, actually all of that is carte blanche. Everything is there. Almost literally, well, I'd say maybe, to be honest, maybe about 98% lah, 2% of a little bit of wiggling around and different bits. But it is By far and large, the original musical itself. Mm-hmm. However, with Nick, of course, there, you know, I mean, you don't rip things apart just for the fun of it, isn't it? You don't deconstruct just because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the original. The original was wonderful and perfect. It's just the fact that I looked at it with the cast to see if there were different ways of trying to present and present the narrative, present in a different, more engaging way, I guess. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. just to see whether it would lend to it.
So, Nick, at which point did these four different musicals come together for you as Lost Found?
Probably when Chris said, let's put it together in one show as Lost Found.
Nick actually gave us the invite to see if these four pieces could sit together under a different title, under a different package. Yeah. And we came back to him and said, well, why not this theme of Lost Found?
Mm. Yeah. So the theme was really Chris's or Theatre 360's idea. Mm. Because for me, they were four separate pieces that I knew could be threaded somehow together, but I wasn't very sure what that theme would be. So it's great that Chris has the ability to, you know, see how these things connect and bring out the theme in a very creative and very interesting, engaging way.
Did you see that strain of Lost and Found being in all four of them?
Yes, actually. I think once he mentioned it, Lost Found, I went, yep, that's it. It's quite evident, actually. Mm. They're very human themes, being lost, being found, searching. You know, I think more people are lost and more people are searching than people who are found, whatever that means to you. And I think those themes were very present in all four stories.
Tell me about the music, which is, of course, a big part of a musical. Mm-hmm. You know, are they very different for each one?
Actually, I think they're quite similar. But I don't have the objectivity, I guess, to really give an honest opinion. I do know, I mean, we've got in terms of the performance, it's a piano and a violin. So we try to do as much as we can to keep things interesting with just the piano, just in quotes, just the piano and violin. But actually, there's plenty you can do with that. Plus the four singers, of course.
Right.
I don't know. I think Chris is probably in a better place to talk about the music objectively.
I think not only musically, but Nick's storytelling style is very, very evident in all the pieces. You know, Nick loves to hook you in with the humour, hook you in with the humanness of the situation, and then, you know, throw a whammy in and tear your heart out, you know, with some poignant this and that, you know. Yeah. Not very unlike, you know, the Disney animated movies nowadays. But actually, that was one of our concerns when we put all these four pieces together. We said, you know, is that too much poignancy for the audience to take? Is that too much? But, you know, and that's where I really put it down to the genius of Nick Chu's music, like, in the sense that it lends itself to it. You know, you are taken on a journey. That's a very clear journey that you go through as an audience member.
And what are some of the musical styles or approaches that we see across these stories?
Musical styles, I would say very, I mean, my at the heart of it, my composing style is pop based. So that's probably what you're going to hear. But I would say it's somewhere a bit more complex than, say, Andrew Lloyd Webber, if I may name drop. A bit less complex than Stephen Sondheim. So somewhere in between.
Yeah, you get Jason Robert Brown.
Jason Robert Brown. For those who know Jason Robert Brown, that's probably my strongest influence for these pieces, so. Yeah.
And which, I mean, for you particularly as a composer, is there a particular process? Does the music come first? Does the story come first? How does it work?
Well, for these pieces, because like I said, three of them were written for Short and Sweet, I think I thought in terms of story first, because we had to tell this narrative within 10 minutes. So I had to think, what are some of these stories that can be told within the confines of 10 minutes? Like when I remember writing Little Girl Lost, and thinking, what would be interesting or exciting or scary for 10 minutes? And then that's when the idea of being lost in a crowded place came to my mind. And I think what's interesting about Little Girl Lost is that the things that happen on stage happen in real time. 10 minutes on stage is 10 minutes for this poor, frightened parent, you know? And so,
which can seem like eternity,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 10 minutes is very long. Mm. And so I think the for this particular project, the story comes first, then followed by music and then lyrics. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, in terms of the staging of these different pieces, what are we going to see?
Well, for a start, you will not see a conventional one-sided staging. For those of you who are familiar with my work, I'm not a fan of that style of staging. Mm. I always try to look for a way that the audience can actively engage with what they see rather than passively sit back and, say, entertain me. Lost Found is being staged in a traverse setting, which is already quite challenging because, you know, you don't get to fall asleep. Someone else will see you fall asleep if you do. To stage a musical, there are many, many challenges to that. To be able to continue to engage the audience when you know full well that you will never, ever have the full length and breadth of audience right in front of you. We've also chosen to strip down the musical to its bare minimum. So, you know, no huge set pieces and things. In fact, we just have four chairs and that's it. You know, but that sort of style is a very common thing nowadays. You know, Nick's pieces are very much actor-driven, very much story-driven, narrative-driven. The music takes you to so many places. So for us, that was a very easy decision to make, to just zoom in into something that's simple, something that gets focused to the actors and what they're singing, what they're saying, and it's all about journey. Yeah.
So with it being four different stories, mm-hmm. did that require you having to rethink and change how each one is going to be staged? Or is it sort of a fairly similar concept?
Well, what happens is the staging concept traverses through all four of the pieces. Mm. However, myself and the cast, we've tried as far as possible to try and shake up the staging for each piece so that you would, first of all, see visually a difference. But more importantly, you will see differences in the nuances of the characters and that sort of thing. Mm. So yes, more or less, you might get the same visual, but there are no fancy costume changes and things, but it's really about the story. The stories are so strong in themselves that they pop in their own individual moments.
Are they the same actors that are going to be in each musical?
Yes, yeah. So you've got doubling and tripling and quadrupling happening.
And who are the actors that we're seeing?
We have Tria Aziz, we have Alia Kearney, we have Natalie Makulin, and we have Gabriel Tam, who will be playing all four roles.
Mm. Yeah. And Nick, are you working with them while they're working on rehearsing and all that, or are you kind of a hands-off book writer?
Well, I am playing the piano, the keyboard for the whole show. So yes, you will be able to see me perform as well alongside the actors. I have been in very hands-on for this process. During rehearsals, I've been the musical director, working with the singers, tweaking their singing, the harmonies. I've been working with Andreas. Don't forget Andrea. Yes, we've got Andrea Sim, who's our violinist. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yep. And I've been working with Andrea on the violin as well. And so it's been a very collaborative process involving all of us.
Is this a process you enjoy, being there while your work is being developed?
I don't mind it, to be honest. But I'm also a fan of giving my work to other people because I think, this again goes back to the idea of objectivity. I think because I've composed the music, I lose objectivity. Mm. And then someone else who's not as close to it is able to say, maybe this doesn't quite sound right. Or maybe you don't need this section. You can actually edit it without affecting the flow. And sometimes it's not easy as a composer to see, as a creative person, your own work is hard to see that. So I think there's value in terms of being the person who's involved. I get to control how it sounds, how it feels, and all the nuances that I would like to bring out in the performances. But there's something to be said for letting someone else do it as well, to get, I don't know, a different perspective. Yep. They bring their own skills and experience to the process, which is great.
Speaking of a different perspective, right? I haven't watched these four yet. Mm-hmm. However, I've watched The Edge. Ooh. And it strikes me that while they may not be the same stories, there are these certain themes that tend to underlie your work. And, mm-hmm. and it's very much about this idea of people not knowing where they belong or finding themselves, mm-hmm. or at least that search for themselves.
Yeah.
Is that something you think about consciously when you write?
Yes, actually. I don't know if it's about searching or being lost necessarily, but I think in terms of humanness, I like to write stories that are relatable by people, not just Malaysians, but by people all over the world. So theoretically, we could bring universal themes. Theoretically, you can bring Lost Found to another country, and without having to adapt too much, they would still get the points, the values, the messages that we're trying to get across. I think for me, I like to explore ideas that are a little bit deep. No, that sounds so pretentious. Maybe we can edit that out. sorry. Well, you know what I mean.
I'm going to leave it in.
Yeah, you're going to leave it in. I know. That sounds so pretentious. I'm sorry. But, I like stories that are a little meaningful, that have a message that makes you think. It makes you think about, I've never been in that person's shoes, but what must it be like to be them? Some sort of experience or some sort of characteristic. I don't know. That having said that, there's nothing wrong with lighter, more superficial or fluffier pieces. I mean, those are great too. But
is that relatability why also that even though your forte is really musicals, mm-hmm. you tend to keep them very stripped down?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think that comes down to the realities of staging musicals in Malaysia.
That's true.
Yeah, because the bigger, the bigger and flashier your show, the more money you need. And this industry is it's a difficult industry in terms of money. I'm sure many people have talked about this, so we don't have to go too much into it. But yeah, I mean, and especially for, a space like Loting, which is a wonderfully warm, small, intimate space. Smaller scale shows and stripped down shows work really well. And Chris is so good at, manipulating and maneuvering and playing with small, tight spaces so that it becomes a great show, in spite or because of its size.
What do you guys hope that the audience will take away from watching Lost Found?
Silence. We both are like,
Can I answer that with an anecdote? In one of our earlier rehearsals, I asked the cast to think about what the word lost and what the word searching and what the word found would mean to them and where they would put themselves. So in that rehearsal, most of them put themselves at lost, searching. Nobody at any point said found. And that night itself, we got a lot of profound stories about, it ranged from stories. I shared a story about how I was lost in Jaya Supermarket for about 10 minutes and had to sit on the counter of the Fitzpatrick Supermarket at that time, waiting for my parents. And as the night progressed, the stories that came out were really chunky, deep, dark stories, actually, about all these themes. The very next rehearsal, when we came in, I made it a point to say, okay, guys, none of us are found. That's great. Okay, very human, normal. But what would found mean to you? And even then, right, there are those who can very easily define it. There are those who have great difficulty defining that too. And there's the plus and minus of that. I think across the board, if people leaving the theatre would go, okay, where am I? Am I lost? Am I searching? Am I still searching? Am I found? Maybe certain elements of my life are in that place, And to be able to maybe, I know this sounds really heavy, but to be able to take some form of a stock check, maybe, being December and all that sort of stuff, so sorry we're going there, but yes, we're going there. Yeah. But just to have a thought about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, audience engagement is really, really important to be able to dig into the themes and then have that one little take back, which is very important.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with director Christopher Ling and composer book writer Nick Chu about their new musical theatre production called Lost Found, which explores the story of four young people who are each, lost in their own way. The show is on from the 13th to the 22nd of December at the Loteng Arts Space. Tickets are priced at 58 ringgit or 48 with concessions. For more information, visit theatre360.com. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. I leave you now with a little taste of what you can expect from Lost Found. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
In 500 meters, turn right. In 300 meters, turn right. Recalculating.
Hey, how go there?
This is my job and I love it. Tell me where you'd like to be.
ignore me and I rise above it. I just shrug and say, recalculating. Allah, the limasuda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.